Fulfillment by Irene Stiles. As you know, I love to write my wildly romantic short stories for the genteel lady readers of Twinset and Tweeds, Lady Lucinda's Pearls of Wisdom, and the Afternoon Tea Companion. Recently, at listenupnorth.com, we asked for your submissions to our writing competition, as we searched for your scorching tales written in my favourite style of purple prose. And they don't come much hotter or more wildly romantic than Fulfillment by Irene Stiles, which won second prize. Now, everyone, I want you to put your feet up, close your eyes, and imagine you are reclining by a pool. Comfortable? Then I'll begin. Fulfillment by Irene Stiles. Sarah lay on the sunbed, eyes closed, listening to the hum of bees busying themselves in the sweet-smelling lemon grove. A cool wisp of breeze ruffled her hair. Sarah stirred and sat up, reaching out to take a long, cool drink of iced lemon. Thirst slated, she looked around her, blinking in the bright sunlight dancing through the surrounding trees. She preferred this shaded, scented area to the noisy poolside. Sarah thought back to last summer and her previous stay here. She had been recovering from a disastrous long-term relationship, and on the spur of the moment had decided to book this luxury hotel in Sorrento. Why not, indeed? She deserved it after what she had gone through. Besides, she had always wanted to visit Italy, the country of Latino lovers and romance. My, how true that had turned out to be. Sarah shivered as she remembered meeting the most handsome man she had ever seen. She had been lying in this exact same spot, feeling so miserable and sorry for herself, sniffling into a handkerchief and trying not to make her eyes any redder. Sarah had jumped as a cool hand was placed on her shoulder. Turning to see who it was, her gaze was locked into the most sparkling and bluest eyes. The handsome man standing before her looked concerned.
"Excuse me, signorina, but are you all right? I do not want to appear inquisitive, but a beautiful young lady like yourself should not be crying. Is there anything I can do to help?"
Sarah blushed, trying not to look directly at the black-haired, olive-skinned Adonis before her. She gabbled something about being okay and stood up ready to flee from his constant gaze. He was smiling so kindly at her that her heart fluttered and skipped a beat. Sarah turned to go as he spoke again.
"See, little lady, I have made you smile. Such a lovely smile. I am here at your service, signorina, any time."
Blushing again, Sarah darted off in the direction of the hotel lobby. Back in her room, she threw herself onto the bed. Who was he? She wondered and remembered his half-naked torso, the muscles glistening with sweat. He was holding a rake in his hand, so she assumed he was one of the hotel gardeners. God, he was gorgeous, she thought, and her mind went haywire as she thought of the touch of his hand on her shoulder and imagined what it would be like to be locked in his muscular embrace. She could not get him out of her mind. Early next morning, Sarah went down to the hotel dining room for breakfast. A waiter approached from behind to take her order.
"Good morning, signorina. What may I get for you?"
She immediately recognized his voice. This time, Sarah smiled back at him and ordered coffee and croissant. When she had eaten, she stood up to go, just as he appeared again to pull her chair aside and clear the table. A man of all trades, she said shyly.
Indeed, signorina, I aim to please. Allow me to introduce myself. Signor Andreas Petronis, at your service.
He bowed and walked with her to the door.
If you have no other plans, lovely lady, please may I give you an escorted tour of Sorrento.
Trying to keep her composure, Sarah thought to herself, why not? It may be just what I need, a holiday romance.
Yes, Signor Petronis, you may. I look forward to collecting you in the hotel foyer after lunch, he replied.
Sarah felt like swooning as he took her hand and grazed it with his lips. Too excited to eat lunch, Sarah busied herself with getting ready. Finally satisfied she looked her best, she took the lift down to the foyer. The doors glided open, and there he stood. His white, short-sleeved shirt showed off his olive skin and muscles. Her heart thumped with the thought of what delights may lay ahead.
Hi, she said.
He turned, and she felt his eyes sweep up and down her body with a look of appreciation. Then he took her hand and led her to his parked car. And wow, what a car! A gleaming Porsche! Oh, handy men are well paid here, she almost commented. As they drove along the coast, she remembered that she had not introduced herself and opened the conversation by telling him her name. Discourse between them flowed easily and the afternoon flew by. She discovered that the hotel belonged to his wealthy father and he had joined the family business prepared to work his way up. It was beginning to get dark as they approached the sandy cove. They sat staring at the star-spangled sky. It had seemed so natural when he put his arm around her, and as she turned towards him, he stroked her face and his lips brushed hers. Hesitant at first, Sarah felt a fire rush through her. Then she melted into his arms, and their bodies melded into one. For the rest of her holiday, Sarah's feet felt as if they had not touched the ground until finally the day she dreaded had dawned. It was time to leave for home. Andreas collected her and took her to the airport. They clung to each other. He had smothered her in kisses, each one deeper than the last. He promised to ring her and keep in touch, but on the flight home Sarah wondered, desperately, if he would keep his word. Now here she was again, same hotel, same lemon grove. Was she mad, sad, or just looking for trouble and heartache? Sarah's heart skipped a beat when a shadow took the sun's heat from her body. It was him. She recognized his masculine shape. What would he say?
Hello, little lady.
That velvety, accented, husky voice washed over her, making her nerve endings tingle in anticipation.
How is my darling new wife enjoying her honeymoon?
Before she could reply, Andreas had pulled her to her feet. With arms entwined, their lips met in a hot, passionate, searching kiss, hands touching and caressing each other gently. Their feelings intensified and Sarah was engulfed in desire. She had found fulfillment with this handsome Italian. Could life get any better, she wondered. Her question was soon answered, as her new husband, who had travelled to England to woo and marry her, swooped her up into his strong arms and took her to their room, laying her gently on the bed. Their need and caresses came more urgent, and as they clung to each other, stating their passion, Sarah knew her search for happiness had ended.
Thank you, and well done to Irene Stiles for her story Fulfillment, which received second prize in the ListenUpNorth.com writing competition. I wish a handsome stranger would whisk me away to somewhere warm and exotic. Instead, I've got my boys' muddy sports kit to wash and get ready for their match tomorrow. Don't forget, you can catch up with me, Celia, and watch my short films at celiatime.com. And you can find more great audio entertainment at listenupnorth.com.